All right, that was a little shameless plug right there. A little promo for the show.
That's what it was.
A little promo for the Unfiltered World with yours truly. Over 33,000 subscribers, over 500,000 views right now.
Yes,
in
sir.
About 4 months. So anyway, y'all can go into YouTube and type in Unfiltered World with PA. We got 3 episodes from Brazil. We got another one dropping next week before we move over to Cuba. All right.
Yes, sir.
It's about politics, man. This guest right here, we are blessed to have.
Oh, yeah.
On the phone. Not on the phone now. We actually got him, got into video.
Yeah, I tried to call him. He didn't want to answer my phone call. Paul called him. He like, oh, I'm going to answer immediately.
There you go. Stop the
hate. So I'm hating right now.
Stop the hate. The mayor of
But I love my brother.
And he love you, too.
Oh, yes.
The Honorable Student Minister Marcus Muhammad, the mayor of Benton Harbor, Michigan, also the president of the Black Mayors Association for the state of Michigan. Welcome
yes,
to the show, sir. How are you doing?
It's an honor once again to be back on these awesome airwaves with Big Rob in the house. Much love. I'm feeling it through the microphone.
Yeah, he loves you, boy. He loves you. Boy.
I love my mayor.
and this broadcast is also running down in Benton Harbor too, right?
You're gonna have yes, Benton Harbor. Yes.
Okay. Good. There you go, Mayor. You broke down the barriers, man. When you became mayor of Benton Harbor, were you the first Muslim mayor in the state of Michigan, or first Black Muslim? What was that?
So the first Black Muslim in the state of Michigan history to be mayor. And we was the second. There was a brother who became the mayor of Wayne, Michigan, I believe in 2005. Actually, I had an opportunity to meet him and I thanked him for paving the way. So I would have shoulders to stand on and hopefully many more would come behind me.
How did it make you feel to see that the state of Michigan has came a long way, to see people all over the state in the UP, you know, voting for a Syed, and you know him personally, but how did that make you feel, man?
Well, as we look at the country, 250 years being celebrated this year of the founding of this country. And Dick Gregory had pointed out that for America to take her birth certificate from July 4, 1776, which is the Declaration of Independence, as opposed to September 17, 1787, which is the United States Constitution, he said is very significant. So as we look at this melting pot, and we look at where America started and where she is now, there has been great strides as well as progress, which reflects in Dr. Abdul El Said's U.S. Senate run. But it also shows us that we still yet have a long way to go.
That's good. When you got elected, I'm sure you had some obstacles you had to overcome, being a Muslim, being a Black Muslim, being a follower of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know, a follower of Elijah Muhammad. What was that like for you to overcome those barriers?
Well, first of all, you know, I would say striving to be a follower.
Striving.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he corrected me. Before,
okay,
where I was meeting with a very prominent Black club in Benton Harbor, and that was the first question that they had for me on their 10 questions was, are you a true follower of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan? He asked me, he said, you know, how did you answer? And then I'll tell you how I would answer. And I said to him, I said, Brother Minister, I told him I am a true follower, absolutely, of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And when he gave me his answers, he said that he would have said that I'm striving to be. So I'm striving to be a follower of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And, you know, when I became the mayor of Benton Harbor, Michigan in 2016, there was a lot of opposition where I was told that, you know, they would never elect a Muslim to be the mayor in Benton Harbor, given that it's over 100 churches. Oh, wow. You know, there was rumors that ISIS is going to be in the mayor's office.
Not ISIS.
ISIS, you know, and even my aunt had approached me and she said, you know, I'll help you get your signs, but I want you to run as Marcus Singer.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I've been through that portal, if you will. When I met and spoke with the mayor of Dearborn Heights, and he asked me about, you know, you ran as Muhammad because he uses Mo. And I said, absolutely, because Muhammad means one who's worthy of praise and one who is praised much. And the work that we're trying to do, we would hope that it be praiseworthy.
Wow. Go ahead, Big Rob.
First of all, my dear brother, you know, I want everybody to know I was joking with my brother, Mayor Marcus Muhammad. I love that brother dearly. It ain't too much he can do that would make me change that. First of all, I want to greet you with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Thank you, sir. Being a Muslim in this political climate, what are your thoughts of how hard or what does Brother Abdul need to do?
Well, Brother Dr. Abdul El Said, I mean, he's a brilliant brother. I mean, he, if you look at the boxes and you start checking them, you know, he's a Rhodes Scholar. That's a check. He graduated from University of Michigan. That's a check.
Boom.
a big check, right. He, you know, is a doctor, you know, PhD. But the only issue is when his name is mentioned, which is unfortunate because the First Amendment affords, it says there shall be no established religion, where that would be a barrier or a disqualifying factor to run for public office. That's embedded in the United States Constitution. So for anyone to try and use that against our brother is un-American.
Wow. We got an online question from you, Sister Treasure X says, asking would he run for anything else, or does he think there is hope for America to be successful long term?
Is that question directed at me?
Yes, sir. That's sure. Yeah. Are you gonna run for anything else outside of mayor? Are you good right there? You know what I mean? You got receipts in Benton Harbor right now. A lot of them.
Well, you know, it was brought to me a few years back about running for a higher office, and I shared it with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and he said, you know, he didn't like the sound of it. And he said that wise people will kick you up to kick you out. And he said that would be a wickedly wise way to get you out of Benton Harbor. He said Benton Harbor is the battleground. And he said, so finish that fight first. So I'm still on the battlefield, Big Paul.
Right.
Rob, and you know, I'm not thirsty for higher office. Because he also shared with me, he said, brother, you know, Satan hangs out in high places.
Yes, watch out, sir.
Said, so when we get to those high places, if our character is not strong and we're not right, then he said Satan will knock us right back down. So I'm working on my character. I'm working on me. And if it's meant for me to elevate to a higher office, then all praise is due to Allah.
Yes,
Do you think it was fair to not for teaming up with Pastor Shatfield, who is a Christian pastor, whose daughter is the mayor of Detroit, right? And he had had the minister come there and speak at his church. Do you think that was a fair to tie in LCA with being connected to the minister through this third party? It's like a third party connection.
Well, I mean, it's really no connection at all because, you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke at Reverend Sheffield's church in 2013. And at that time, I think Dr. Saeed may have been just getting out of college. You know, or, you know, finishing his doctoral studies, you know, not even knowing of Reverend Sheffield or anyone else. So to bundle that and wed that with today, which is 2026, and Reverend Sheffield is a citizen of this country and has every right to support, vote, endorse, host a fundraiser for any candidate. That's his constitutional right. So for someone to attempt to smear, defame Dr. Saeed because he, you know, embrace the support of a Christian pastor. That's terribly unfortunate. And those who are making those assertions, shame on them.
And I had a question for you too, brother. I had a conversation. I shared this with Paul, with a white woman. And she said, what scares me is I understand that the Muslims want everybody to be a Muslim. I gave her a rebuttal, but I would love to hear what you would say.
And we hear that, you know, Minister, we hear that a lot.
Yes.
There's a misconception that when you guys get in office, you're going to try to make a law that makes everybody go by Muslim like the Crusaders did as when they were Christians. I mean, is that what you're doing down in Ben Harbor, man? You making everybody become Muslim down in Ben Harbor?
Well, you know, when I became the mayor of Benton Harbor, it was a blog that said all of Benton Harbor was Muslims. 10,000.
You're like Dearborn over there.
And, you know, I found it, you know, comical. But, you know, Islam, It's an Arabic word, which means peace, righteousness. So, you know, the demonization is the first problem, where any Muslim wants peace. Of course, peace comes on terms, but in terms of trying to convert or force, you know, the religion of Islam on anybody, I would invite them to come talk to my constituents. I was just at Beautiful Gate Baptist Church where my father is a member, my sister as well, my stepmother. And I shared with them that I'm a beneficiary of the church. The black church initially, where I'm AME on my father's mother's side, and Church of God in Christ on my mother's side.
Watch out, bro. Watch out.
And I went to DePaul University, which is a Catholic institution. So, and you can go to DePaul and talk to my professors and coaches.
Right.
So, you know, I'm indebted to all faiths as a Muslim. And anyone who has been under my administration or leadership, whether they were black, white, gay, straight, atheist, none of them can say in truth that I ever discriminated against them or did anything that would be unacceptable or against the Constitution.
I'm opening up the phone line. I know we had a caller that tried to call in. 231-722-8338. If you got a question or comment for the Honorable Student Minister Marcus Muhammad, the mayor of Benton Harbor, the president of the Black Mayors Association for the state of Michigan, he's been down there fighting. We're going to get into your role in city government, but I want to ask about Tuesday night. I heard your name on national TV.
Yes.
Secretary of State was up at the celebration, acknowledging and celebrating her win Tuesday night. And one of the first names she can't come out of her mouth was Mayor Muhammad. How did that make you feel?
Well, you know, Secretary Benson, I've known her for over 16 years. When she ran for the Secretary of State the first time, I supported her. She was not successful in her first bid. And I supported her in 2016, I believe she, or when she ran for office, actually, pardon me, 2018. And I supported her in her reelection and the work that she did for the state of Michigan and how she transformed that office is remarkable. And I think that she would be a great governor for the state of Michigan because I believe she has the right heart and the right mindset of service. So, you know, as I stated, you know, we are friends, not just politically, but we have developed a relationship outside of politics because, we were friends when she did not win. And we were friends when she was successful. So I wasn't surprised because she's a stand-up person. And I look forward to working with her.
On the phone line, and also you can watch us on Facebook, on YouTube. We got Student Minister Marcus Muhammad, Mayor of Benton Harbor, Michigan. You have a lot of receipts for your city. When you became mayor, your city was going through it all. Some people had wrote it off. Since that time, you have restructured. The city has, I don't know, maybe you can share with us the amount of development that has happened since you have got into that leadership role as mayor.
So we just received a report from the Whitmer administration where I requested, what was the dollar amount that came to the city of Benton Harbor from the state. And it's right above $90 million in 7.5 years.
Wow.
Which $78 million is in infrastructure. $32 million is the removal, the replacement of every lead service line. About $10 million or so was used to remove the plumbing. Lead lines in people's homes, as well as any detection of lead in the doors, the windows, the hot water heater, the faucets, the fixtures, all was replaced at no cost to the homeowner. And there's been many, many projects. Right now, we have a $25 million project, 79 duplexes, a daycare center. We also have a 46-unit one-bedroom, fully furnished apartments with social services inside being completed. We had an 80-unit, $25 million high-end apartment partner with Whirlpool Corporation, So, I mean, the list goes on and on. And just recently, we were working on a $500 million development of our riverfront, which is 625 acres. So the Whitmer administration has been awesome. But, you know, politics is, it's a dirty game. But I think that when you have good people working together, a lot of good things can happen. And I can take no credit individually because I've had an awesome staff. I've had awesome relationships on the federal, state, county, local level. Work with Mayor Watt, now Mayor McLaughlin. And as a result, you know, we developed the Black Mayors of Michigan, which is now 16 cities from Detroit to Flint to Benton Harbor, Saginaw, Muskegon Heights, Ypsilanti. We added Auburn Hills, Port Huron, Ferndale. So it's growing. And we hope that our influence will grow as we try and lead and serve our people.
We got an online question from Will Robeson. Love hearing about the great things happening in the minority community. Wonder if Benton Harbor has a full-time grant writer.
So we do not. We have a great city manager. We have an awesome police chief who knows where to find the money. Our city engineer, Abin Marsh, which is contracted, are very well connected. But I would just say one of the greatest things that have really helped Benton Harbor is stability. You know, I've been in office as mayor since 2016, been on the city council since 2010. Our city manager, though we have changed, but he was our assistant city manager, our economic development director. Our city engineer has been with us since 1980. You know, so stability.
Is that the key? That's the key.
It's a major key, because with stability, you can build, you can grow, you can correct. You know, you have a connection between the past, the present, and can shape the future. But when you have turnover and, you know, somebody in, you know, in critical and key positions, kind of a revolving door, it's hard to deal with contractors and developers and investors, because it's like getting a job. You know, it's hard to get a loan, Paul, if, you know, I've been on the job for 3 months. You know, well, how long you been at your house? Well, a week. Well, your previous employment, how long were you there? A year. So it's like you have to show some, you know, staying power. And when we do that, then that will attract people. But the other side of that is, and I shared this before, you know, from 50 Cent. He said once he changed his style up, guess what happened? The money piled up.
Once he changed the style up, the money piled up. Yeah,
so
I like that.
We have to get our act together. You know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he told me, he said, brother, you can't strut blackness in front of the world.
Wow. We got some online questions.
He said you have to strut righteousness.
Got some online questions.
I'm sorry.
You're good. We
you
good.
Know, once we get to rocking and rolling, Paul, you know, we...
And that's crazy. I always allocate less time when I know I should give him more. You know what I mean? We got people coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, but I got to do my station ID, WVSLP 1037 Muskegon, Muskegon Heights. Special edition. We got the student minister Marcus Muhammad on the phone line from Benton Harbor. He's the mayor. And I don't want to rush this, because it's still some questions I want to ask you, because you've been in a room with presidents, governors, secretary of state at the White House. You know, I don't know any other black mayors from outside of Detroit in the state of Michigan that's been there like that. Like, but let me go to the online question for Rashad Thrower, a developer here in Muskegon. Are there any opportunity for additional residential and commercial development, including the diversifying the manufacturer output for Benton Harbor?
Benton Harbor is open, like it's wide open like a book. You know, right now we have over 400 vacant lots. We have 625 acres of virgin riverfront property.
Whoa.
We have buildings that need to be renovated. You know, Clement Construction came in and they got the lead line contract, but they saw the great potential and they moved all operations down here and start buying property downtown, properties that have just been sitting vacant and desolate for years. But part of my plan is to make Benton Harbor go from vacant to vibrant, where we can offer the fresh coast because we're surrounded by four bodies of water: the Pawpaw River, St. Joe River, Lake Michigan, Ox Creek. So opportunity, as Coach Burmeister, bless his soul, told me at DePaul, he said, when opportunity knocks, successful people answer. So It's opportunity in Benton Harbor, and those who want to be successful, we welcome you.
Go ahead, Big Rod.
Brother Marcus, the success you've had in Benton Harbor, it wasn't easy for you. You know, I know of some things, but I'm not going to go there. But the reason why I brought that up, how hard is it for you, being a black Muslim, to get people to even open the door for you? I know that had to be hard.
You know, the road to greatness, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, first is opposition. He said, then it's persecution. And then after that is when people will see we've opposed him, we persecuted him, and he still is faithful to what he proclaims to want to do and represent. So my first term was very difficult. So one of my predecessors, she told me, she said, your first term, they put you in office. She said, your second term, they put you in power.
Wow.
The third term, we've learned how to use. So it's a process, which we've trusted the process. You know, we've tried to be integral. We've done our best to, as one of my predecessors told me, you keep both hands on top of the table and you're going to be all right.
Wow.
So we're not a finished product, you know, but the residents of Benton Harbor have entrusted me with the greatest of trust, which is public service, and to lead them and govern them. And we don't take it lightly. And as long as they, you know, see me as someone fit to represent them, I will do my best.
On the phone line, Mayor Benton Harbor, Student Minister Marcus Muhammad, got an online question from Miguel Clark. Does our city have an active climate resilience or extreme weather preparedness plan, and how is it progressing? I'm sure this.
So my office has engaged with FEMA, where we have a flooding plan. We have an emergency preparedness plan. My office has worked closely with Barron County, where you know, any type of emergency, whether it be an act of God, tornado, I mentioned flooding, active shooters, you name it. Ben Harbor is prepared to address, you know, whatever disaster, you know, but ultimately, you know, our trust and faith is in God. And, you know, we lean on him, you know, ultimately for protection and sustenance. But, you know, we are prepared as a municipality to address whatever we will be faced with.
Great, Big Rob.
Now, with that being said, what advice would you give other black mayors that may be listening, whether they're Muslim, Christian, because you've been there, you've done that. So
great question. Yeah.
You know, I don't know about advice. You know, I would just say that, you know, when we keep service out front and we place service above self-interest, that puts us in a position to be a good leader, because the priority is service. But sometimes when we insert ourselves and we look at what may be in it for me, or, you know, we like the camera, or we like the shine, or whatever it may be our fancy, but if we can, you know, put our egos to the side and we can be humble and we can forever be listening to residents and citizens and those constituents that we represent, even those who don't like us. Because that's one of the things I've learned, is we, as a mayor, we must be willing to listen to all critics, naysayers, and even those, of course, that support us, because as the mayor, I have to use all of that as a recipe to perfect my service.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you. Wow. Student Minister, before we go, do you believe that the government is still operating the counterintelligence program known as COINTELPRO? Do you believe that those programs are still in the black community?
It's more sophisticated. With AI, ChatGPT, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Internet, social media, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said they comb the social media. So he told me, he said, brother, you be as right as you know how. And he said, you be as wise as you know how. And he said, your righteousness will sustain. So that's what I would tell any up-and-coming politician, especially black. Because the minute we think that we can do what we may see others do, then, like Akon said, I'm locked up.
Yes, sir.
And they won't let me out.
Yes, hey, sir.
Can El Sayed, can he win, man? Can he win it?
With your help. One of the key pieces, and this is, and I hope the black community is listening. Without the black vote, I'm talking about in the 90 percentile.
Oh, shoot.
His pathway is restricted and straight. But if the black vote, if black people get out and support him, I'm talking about in Muskegon, because he lost Muskegon Heights.
Yeah, I mean, he lost the black community.
Lost the black community.
Yeah.
But what we do know is, you know, he's better than Mike Rogers.
Woo! Florida. That's a Florida guy right there. He stays in Florida.
You see what I'm saying? So politics is, it's unfortunately, you know, some say a game for fools, but it's we're still dealing with the lesser of two evils, which I wouldn't put Abdul in that, because I believe that what he represents, it represents a new day. When I went to his headquarters in Detroit, I saw E Pluribus Unum. Out of many, one. There were Muslims, there were Christians, there were white people, there was Asian, from Indian to Chinese. I mean, it was men, women. I mean, it was a rainbow coalition. In the words of Reverend Jackson.
Wow.
And I saw something. And I saw where Pat Buchanan talked about the Browning of America. And I'm going to send you this article where he said that Trump, his all of his ideas are right. He's just 20 years too late.
Well, maybe we can get you back to talk about AIPAC, because I'm not sure if the black community really understand the influence
of AIPAC.
Well, the thing about, you know, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he said, be careful in your rejection of something, lest we miss the good or the wisdom that's in the very thing that we're rejecting. So I would like to see black people have black pack. Where we use our financial muscle, the over $1 trillion that goes into and through the black community, where we develop a political action pack, where we can support candidates, not just with our vote, because Jewish people are 2% of the population, but have a great influence on the political apparatus.
So would you take their money?
So with black people, if we have money and we marry it with our political power, we could decide and control all elections.
Exactly. Question for you before we go.
Yes.
Would you take AIPAC money?
I share this with you. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said that there's three impediments to ministry. One, he said, was the enticing beauty of women. Two, he said, was the fear of poverty. And the third one, he said, is filthy lucre.
Boom.
Which is dirty money. Now, I'm not saying or categorizing any political PAC giving out dirty money. That's not what I'm saying. But any money that I would accept as a campaign donation would be toward the doing of good. So if your agenda is bad, then I cannot accept your money.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, student minister.
Yes,
that
sir.
Would be like Paul taking stolen goods.
Stolen goods.
Which is criminal.
Thank you.
We got to get him back on and talk some more politics, you know, or as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says, politics.
Yeah, minister, we got it. Yeah, we got.
Cause we
got
to get you.
Because there's more. You know, you and Troy Muhammad and the brother in Grand Rapids too.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have a direct connect with you. We can call you and reach out to you. I know you care about Muskegon Heights. We talked a lot doing this things of the
man for Muskegon Heights, man. I'm praying for Muskegon Heights, and I would just say, unite. Terrible things happen in relationships and in organizations. But Muskegon Heights is too valuable as a community to allow for this situation to cause us to fight. Let the investigation run its course. Stop talking about it. Stop gossiping. Let it be what it's going to be, but let's look at how we can forge forward by uniting and coming together so the future of Muskegon Heights is secure. Mm. Because they want that property. They want the lakefront, all of it. And if we are fighting one another, you better put a for sale sign and get out of Dodge.
Mm. Yep. Yep. It's one thing we don't have to worry about Muskegon Heights is floods.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And it is prime property.
Yes. I want to thank you again, student minister.
And I don't mean no disrespect to nobody.
No, that's okay. Disrespect them, man. That's okay, minister. Disrespect. Go ahead.
Want to thank you again. We look forward to getting you back, student minister. And once again, assalamu alaikum, sir, as our
prayer. Alaikum salam.
Take care, minister.
Go Tigers.
All right, go Tigers.